Welcome to the You Can Man podcast, episode 69. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Dave.
And on this week's episode, must-have tools for demolition.
Welcome back, guys, to the You Can Man podcast, where we believe what one man can do, you can do as well, with a little help from your friends and the proper know-how. And on today's show, we're going to give you guys the proper know-how, all the tools you're going to need for demolition. Because, you know, you think, oh, I got this. I'm just going to swing the hammer and bust this thing up. No, there's lots to think through and you need to be prepared. Don't go into that demoing that bathroom and not being prepared with the proper tools that you need to do it.
That's another great excuse to buy some more tools.
So. Exactly. And really, it's just a lot of basic things, but it's things that you don't really think about if you've never really done demolition. So we're going to get into that. But first, guys, what has been going on this week?
Well, it's a shorter period of time from the last time we recorded. So my lights have not gone out. Since the last time we recorded. I'm happy to say that.
Okay. Paid that bill.
Yeah. Dave's been complaining a ton about our local power company, which Josh and I don't have, but Dave does, and he lives like 3 miles away.
Yeah, Comcast. Sorry about that. Comcast Power. I mean, Marietta Power, the worst power company in the world. Lights just go out all the time for no reason. But the last few days have been good. We've had power, so it's nice.
All right.
So I had, this topic, demo, is in my future.
Ooh.
Because we just had a guy come to the house to look at our basement bathroom. And we haven't touched our basement bathroom. We've renovated our entire house.
I've tried to use that bathroom at least 10 times.
I'm glad you haven't.
Don't go in there.
I'm glad you haven't because all the water supply was cut off when we moved in.
Cool.
In there because we were going to demo it. So we had a guy come over and we knew he was like a good contractor as far as quality of work. Follow him on Facebook, does really nice work, tons of good reviews. I think I know some people who've used him before, so I knew he was going to be expensive. Comes to the house, rolls up in like, I'm going to guess like a $65,000 Silverado, all decked out, and jumps out. Super nice guy, super professional, super on time. Like gave me a night, he's going to be like 2 minutes late. He's like telling me I'm going to be 2 minutes late. Like, wow, okay. Rolls in, looks at the bathroom, and he just says, and this is actually the number I had in my head. He goes, yeah, for a size bathroom like this, like full gut job, he's like, we're going to start at $8,000. He's like, that's, you know, we'll go up or down from there based on what we talk about.
Okay.
So like 8,000, whatever. Of course, like we're not doing the $8,000 bathroom because we're going to have like some cool stuff that my wife's going to do.
Well, and then you were like, oh, wait, there's this podcast called You Can Man.
Yeah, they would frown upon this.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? If it was $7,000, I'd probably just do it because they're going to be done in 3 weeks. Once it started creeping up and up and up and we actually crossed over the 10,000 threshold, I was like, this is a 5x7 bathroom.
Yeah, I was thinking over 10. Ugh. So under 10, I think, is a win for you.
Well, if you can cover me that difference, we can do it. In my mind, I went in. I was like, I know it's going to be a little expensive. We're going to do it. It's going to be 3 weeks. It's worth it, right? Because this is going to take me months if I'm going to do this myself. And it's been sitting like this for 5 years. But, man, once we crossed over 10,000, I was like, no way.
So I'm confused. He said 7, and then we started thinking about other things.
He said 8. Okay. For like their base model bathroom.
And like you were like,
they pick everything.
Gotcha.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to do it yourself or what's up?
I am going to do the things I can do by myself. I am paying somebody to do tile work, like the tub surround. We're going to get the tub reglazed as we saw on the Facebook group. Someone mentioned the epoxy or glazing or whatever they call it. Make it look brand new because it's a cast iron tub. And it's in great shape because it was in a basement bathroom that was hardly used during its entire life. And yeah, so I'm going to do the tile on the floor is good. So that just needs to be cleaned up. So sink install. So I'm bringing in a plumber, bringing in a tile guy. And that's pretty much it. Like I'm going to tackle everything else.
Nice.
Okay. See how it goes. So
you're quitting your job.
Yeah, I got to quit my job for like 4 weeks straight.
So what do you think you can do it for, you being the general contractor on the job and doing the things that you mentioned?
I'm going to go in at like $4,200, $4,500 is what I'm just, I haven't put down any numbers yet, but that's what I'm feeling.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on that, because that's always an interesting thing to think through. And you said it's like a 5x7 bathroom. Yeah. So we're talking pretty small.
5x7.5, I think, but yeah.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, I'm interested to hear about that. I've got something random. I started to do full show transcripts of our podcast.
Heard about it.
Okay.
So that sounds exciting.
Yeah,
it really does.
I'm slowly working through it. I'm using this service called Otter AI, and it's just voice recognition. You upload the file and then it gives you transcription.
So
it
recognizes. So a computer does the first pass, basically.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And it recognizes voices, right? Mm-hmm. So now when I upload a new episode to it, it knows, and I've already plugged in our names. So
that's
amazing. It will recognize our voices and know who is who. Now, we talk over each other a lot. So there will be like a block of text where Dave will chime in and say something stupid over Josh.
And it just has question marks on the transcript.
Right. But it's hilarious, though, sometimes what it thinks we say. And listen, guys, I can't go through the whole thing because it would just take an incredible amount of time. It gets it pretty good. But if you want a laugh, just go through and read some of the transcripts. And if you just got a lot of time on your hands and you just want to.
There's some good Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, I have noticed that consistently. Whenever we say "you can man," it thinks we're saying UK man.
Oh.
Like United Kingdom or something. UK. I don't know.
Not an American software.
So I have to change that, of course. And obviously say "you can man."
The only reason we're going to have this is because Tim is on staff with the podcast. Because Josh and I, we're not going to. I can just see us.
I'm doing it for SEO, search engine optimization. So that way, when people are searching for random terms that we use or something,
or the American chestnut.
Exactly, because all the people that are searching for American chestnut.
Look, there's probably not a lot of podcasts out there on the American chestnut. I'm just going to say.
Probably not. Anyway, so hopefully that will work. But you know what would work better, guys, is if all of our listeners shared the podcast with a friend, don't you think?
Yes.
You got to do it.
Yes. I think that would probably work better.
It's time for another push.
It really is.
We had a push a couple months ago. Let's get it going.
So here's a challenge to you guys. Share this podcast with a friend and then tell us about it on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And see if your friend liked it and if they started listening. And they can start with episode 1, which wasn't very good.
Give it a go. Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this topic today, guys. Demolition tools, things you gotta have. If you don't have these things, then your life's not gonna be fun, all right? And this came up recently because I've helped a couple friends do some demolition work, and I noticed I was having to bring over a lot of tools, which, hey, that's no problem, right?
Little
help from your friends. Right. I was the friend. I was the little help. So I'm bringing over the tools because I have them. So that's no problem. But if you're going to tackle this job and if you want to help your friends in the future, then you might want to start assimilating all of these tools.
Before we get going, I just have to say that Tim right here is the best demo guy I've seen. Tim is the cleanest demo guy.
A
meticulous demo person.
Bordering on annoying.
I have been known to cut wires, though.
You cut wires. That's fine. But
I've seen Josh cut wires in spectacular fashion, like sparks flew.
Nice.
That's pretty wild.
So, yeah, Tim is an expert in this particular subject. And, yes, his workspaces I'm always jealous of because mine just look like I never put a tool back during the duration of a project.
I have to clean as I go. Yeah, I'm telling you, it does something for you mentally.
It's not bad. I just can't do it.
It's just, you know, there comes a certain time of the day, I just got to clean up.
Yep.
A couple times a day, and especially at the end of the day. You don't clean up at the end of the day. You come back into that workspace the next day, and you're just like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's a good point. I should try.
But if it's nice and clean. Now, listen, I know that takes extra time, but it does something for me mentally to where I just want to keep
Are you talking working. Like tidying up, or do you sweep?
Oh, no, I'll sweep. Even though it's going to get dirty again, I'll just sweep because it's just something about it. I don't know. It does for me mentally. But anyways, okay, so we've got these tools. Now, this is not an exhaustive list, but this will.
I think it might be.
It was
a lot of stuff.
Dave thinks it's exhausting.
It's okay.
big list.
We've got it kind of separated into sections. So our first section really is before you begin. We'll call it your prep tools. So first off, listen, you got a nice floor. You got to protect that floor.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get the, what is it, the rosin paper, or you can get old cardboard put down. You can get at least a drop cloth and place down on that floor. If you got hardwood floors, listen, you got to protect them.
Anywhere you're going to be going, if you're going to be transporting debris from, let's say, a bathroom.
No doubt.
Out of the house, down the stairs, out the front door, you want to protect all of that because you're going to be making multiple trips. Yeah.
Yeah, or if you got like an old carpet or something you could throw down, that'd be great too, because that's going to kind of collect the dust.
Yep.
So think about the floor for sure. Safety things, heavy duty gloves. If you're going to do demo work, get you some nice heavy leather gloves, eye and ear protection. You need that. You know, I've done it so many times without that. I've regretted it. I remember I was working at Josh's house demoing old hardwood floors, and not once but twice a board just, I mean, if I had this on video, it would get a lot of views because it just came up and just popped me like right in the eye. Nice. And I think it was the next day, and it just bled and bled and bled. And I did the same thing to the same eyebrow the next day, I think it was, or 2 days later. Anyways, protect those eyes, protect those ears, face masks. You may be paying more for face masks.
Yeah, those are hard to come by right now.
But
or a respirator.
Yeah, I'm going to recommend a respirator. And when I say respirator, that is, it has a one-way valve, I think would be the distinguishing factor between just a regular old face mask and a respirator. I would suggest a 3M at least half face mask. Now, they've got these fancy full mask ones.
That sounds hot.
Crazy. Yeah, it does sound hot. But you want to look for the P100 filters. Listen, guys, the face mask that I have, I can be just spraying straight bleach and I don't smell it.
That's impressive. Crazy. So those are the ones that can even filter out odor if you're working with like caustic chemicals. There are other filters that just filter out all the particulates, which is pretty much all you need during most demo.
Yeah. Now, I've grown used to the respirator, but if you're not used to that and you put that on,
it's restrictive.
You might be like, ooh, can't do this. But I just kind of got used to it, and it's what I've been using for years.
Do it.
Yeah. And you can wash them out and everything. I mean, so the filters themselves are replaceable. You just, turn them a half turn, you take them off, and you can replace those. And then you can wash out the respirator part. So that's why I really like those. Anything else to add, guys, to that safety stuff?
No, that's a good
lead. Yeah, that kind of covers your basics. Okay, so let's kind of move on to things that you're going to need to do while you're working. So clean up and that sort of thing. Because, you know, I like to clean up
debris removal,
those sorts of things. Get yourself a good trash can with wheels because that is just, it's going to save your back. You're going to be able to move that thing wherever you need it to go and go ahead. Now, they're expensive. But, you know, at Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever, you'll see that big box of the contractor trash bags. Mm-hmm. And then you look at it and you're like, I'm not going to pay that amount of money for trash bags. I'm going to throw it away. Listen,
it's worth every penny.
Just go ahead and do it, because the first time you rip those cheap bags with the tile that you just threw in there, you're going to be like, you know what? I wish I would have bought the nice bags.
Yeah, I did. I bought those bags the first time I ever demoed part of a house or a bathroom. I bought the bags. They were amazing. And ever since then, I've just had a supply in my garage. I always have those bags on hand.
Yeah.
Because there's other things we've covered. We've used those bags to transport like a car seat on an airplane. We just wrap up the car seat or a stroller. Just wrap it up. That thing can survive a plane flight.
Or bodies. Like, I mean, it's good for that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Duct tape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got to have a shop vac. Okay, and I've got something to say about shop vacs. Go ahead and spend the money on a good one that's a decent size. And I think it is well worth the extra money of getting the washable filters.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just the throwaway ones, go ahead and upgrade to the nice washable ones. Do you guys use those?
Yes.
I don't use the washable, but I wish I did.
Those replaceable filters is where they make their money.
Yeah, they're expensive, man.
Yep. They'll break the bank if you keep going back to them. Yep. Yeah, I've done the disposable ones. I've also done the drop-in little bags that you can put inside the shop bag.
I have not tried
the
that.
Job. Those have worked out pretty well. I like to do that for drywall to use it filter and the bag inside. Yeah. It kind of controls the drywall dust a little better, I feel like.
Okay. And then I added this to the list because I think it's really, really handy. Just a plastic tote. Now, it could be anything. I'm talking like a little Rubbermaid container. I use
Home Depot bucket.
Yeah, Home Depot bucket. Some sort of little smaller footprint container that you can use to put. So like if you're demoing a bathroom, that way one of you can be breaking up the tile, dumping it in a little container when your trash can is not going to fit in the 5x7 area. And you want to have all your dust and all your kind of stuff contained. Well, use a little 5-gallon bucket or a plastic tote and then maybe get a couple of them. And then you can just be filling those up and your guy, your helper is taking that out as you're filling them. So 5-gallon bucket or plastic tote. You're going to need a push broom. So get you a push broom or just a regular broom and a dustpan, obviously. Yep. So those are things you're definitely going to need. Now, we realize these are basic things, but it's kind of things you don't think about if you haven't gone through demo, because I've showed up to friends' houses. And I'm like, bro, where's your, you know, this or that? Ah, yeah, I don't have one. And I'm like, okay, well, I got mine in my car, so let me go get it. Okay, moving on. You're going to need a decent ladder or a step stool.
Yep.
You just kind of, you got to have it, you know. Don't be using the 5-gallon bucket to stand on. You don't want to be doing that. I mean,
don't be pulling it in a kitchen chair.
Yeah, you don't want to be using the chair. You got to have a decent, safe ladder. You're probably going to be cutting the power at some point. So you're going to want to have a battery operated portable light of some kind.
Yep.
Or you're going to need extension cords for that. And then you're going to run it to a circuit that's already on or that's left on.
Yep. Same with power tools. If you don't have all battery operated tools,
right,
you're going to need that power somewhere.
Yeah. So extension cords for all of that as well. I think everybody should own a non-contact voltage tester. And so what I mean by that, it's they look like little pins, kind of, and you can hold it to a wire that's, you know, it's got the sheath still on it, and it'll tell you whether it's hot or not. It'll beep. It'll has lights. I use a Klein tools, which is kind of, is that like industry standard?
Yeah, that's the electrical standard.
Kind of like the nicer one. Yeah. And mine is dual range, so it can do low voltage as well as whatever, regular.
Yeah.
Spend the money, get you a voltage tester to give you that peace of mind to make sure that those wires are in fact dead and not live before you go to reach for them. Okay, Dave, you want to take this next little section here on...
Yeah,
tools.
So I'm gonna go off the list.
And that's, oh,
well, I'm not going off list. I'm just going out of order here because number one, I feel like, is a demo bar. All right, you got to have a good.
Well, yeah,
demo
we
bar.
Were working down there. Yeah.
I know, but that's like number one in my. When I think demo, I think getting out a big
crowbar,
a demo bar, a big nail, something like that.
Right,
and just, you know, going to
now
town.
When you say demo bar, there are multiple different kinds. I use a pry bar. That's probably my most used tool when I'm doing demo. I got a hammer in one hand, yep, and my pry bar in the next one. My pry bar, I call it the whammy bar. I don't know where it came from, but somewhere along the lines I started calling it the whammy bar.
What about those ones that's like a hammer and a pry bar in one? You know what I'm talking about? I think they're, I don't know who makes
I don't them. Have one of those. I know what you're talking about.
I see those
about.
And I'm like, oh, I want to use that thing.
Yeah, there's some mean looking demo bars out there. You can buy them that are like 36 inches long and they've got the big claw on one end. And yeah, there's a lot of different sizes, all the way from a little small pry bar for like removing trim.
Yeah, that was on our list too. Yeah, a smaller pry bar set because it, yeah, part of demo is maybe you're not going to be really. Yeah,
demo.
You're going to be selective. So let's say that you wanted to salvage that trim that you're taking off and you're going to put it back on later. Well, don't go at that thing with a big, huge pry bar.
Don't be Chip Gaines and just get in there.
Yeah, I mean, you need a smaller pry bar set that's made for that. So it's really thin. You can get it back up behind the trim. Yeah, spend the money on that and get you a little. Josh, I think I have one of yours.
Probably do.
Yeah. I was looking through my tool chest the other day. I was like, you know what? I think that's it. Okay, let's see.
We've got a community garage here. Doesn't
matter. Yeah.
All right. So we covered hammer, all kinds of pry bars. The next thing, sledges.
Yes.
From small to big again.
You got to have a sledge.
there's no, you know, get a bigger hammer is the saying, and the sledge is as big of a hammer as you can get. That's going to bust up concrete. That's going to bust up those mortar beds in those old 60s ranches that we live in.
Oh, my goodness.
In the bathrooms. So, yeah, sledgehammers for sure.
Do you guys name your sledges?
Nah.
I'm not that intimate.
Okay. My friend Brandon, he's got this. It's like a small sledge, and he calls it Thor. I mean, that's a good name for it.
Hammer of God.
Yeah, it's a, you know. So we don't say, hey, pass me the
Let's go get Thor.
The 8-pound sledge. We just say, hey, give me Thor.
If you have several sledgehammers, you probably do need to name them.
Yeah, like. Everybody does. You know, everybody needs a couple sledgehammers. Okay, utility knife. I mean, you can't do demo without a utility knife. You know, you really can't. What comes to mind that I use utility knife on a lot with demo is cutting the drywall tape between the ceiling and the wall. So if you don't do that and you start ripping out the drywall that's on the wall, and let's say you're leaving the ceiling drywall, chances are good you start ripping out the wall drywall and you're going to rip into the ceiling because it is connected with some sort of drywall tape.
Yeah, when I demoed my the section of drywall for the built-in that is still going on, I was cutting out with a utility knife just like 3x3 sections so that I could easily transport them and put them into contractor bags so that the garbage man could dig.
You could take, instead of having to take everything to the dump, you just small loads in
trash. All right. Sawzall is next. That's, man, all of these are, they're so standard, but man, they all have a purpose
they
when
really
you're
do.
Demoing. So Sawzall, I've used those, a ton for removing studs, like that if we're taking out a wall, just cut those nails.
And obviously, some of you guys may know that as a reciprocating saw. So it is just a saw that is got a motor, moves the saw back and forth really fast.
I would say that's second only to the sledgehammer in terms of utility and usefulness. I mean, you use that for everything.
Right.
It'll go right through drywall.
And nails.
And nails. And
wires.
And wires.
In Josh's case.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. You like went through the wires and then immediately let go of said saw and realized
what's funny
the error of your ways.
Not that long ago, I did the same thing at the cabin, at my in-law's cabin, cutting too close
to a
box. I tripped the breaker.
You guys, it sounds like you're not, because I'm not, but pretty skilled with a Sawzall. Now I've gotten a lot better, but when you're first using a Sawzall, I don't know if it's those like muscles you just don't ever use a whole lot or something. But
You ever turn it into like a jackhammer?
Yes,
like coming back.
It's difficult.
It's unwieldy.
It is. Yes, yes. So I was thinking of Tom Silva, one of the main dude on This Old House,
the carpenter guy.
That man can use a Sawzall.
Yeah, he's a surgeon with it.
Oh,
sure.
Totally. Yeah. I watched him.
He doesn't get that kickback that we.
Yeah, he was taking out a load-bearing wall or something, and he wanted to keep the drywall on the other side of the wall.
I've seen him do that.
And then I think he put a piece of tape on the blade so he could tell how far deep into the wall to go. And he just does it. Like, it just makes it look super easy. Now, me, that blade would have been popping out the other side and had completely destroyed the other side of the drywall. That is a learned skill for sure. Okay, you're going to need a plier set because you're probably going to be disconnecting water supply lines, this sort of thing. You name it. I mean, you got to have some pliers of all different kinds, plumbing pliers, just regular slip joint pliers, needle nose pliers. I could go on. Get you a nice set.
All right, drill bits and screwdrivers. I'm going to lump all these in. The driver combo, the drill and driver combo set, all of those together, those are good removal instruments. So for cabinets, for instance, like before you go take the sledge to a cabinet, it may actually be easier to look inside and see if that cabinet's been screwed together. In some cases, you can just, or at least drop like the upper cabinets if you're in a kitchen, drop those off the wall instead of just hammering them to death.
Right.
You're going to use the screwdrivers.
Yeah, and think through those cabinets, too. A lot of people, you could take those cabinets also to the Habitat for Humanity Restore, is what they call it, because a lot of people will use just the cabinet boxes, and you can reface all of those. And so somebody might be able to use those on a Habitat for Humanity build or other.
Put them in your own garage or storage room.
Yep.
Cabinets can be repurposed.
Yeah. So let me take a quick minute to talk about buying into a battery operated system. So it's very common for these systems to come with a drill and impact driver combo with maybe like one battery. But think ahead about the system that you want to buy into and the tools that are offered on that. Now, I mean, it's just gotten crazy with the amount of good quality that's out there now. Yep. Milwaukee is putting out some crazy awesome tools. All that to say, think through the system that you want to buy into. Look ahead. How much are these batteries going to cost me? And that sort of thing. But there's always a deal on getting you into that system. And it's usually the drill impact driver combo.
Yeah. And check our there's been already good discussion on our Facebook group for that. But that's a good place to go for advice on that, because there is a huge world of battery operated machinery out there. And I'm sure there's a lot of good input to be had on the Facebook group. And you can actually search by category very conveniently and go back and find some of those threads.
Yeah, and pay close attention to them grouping tools together, because you're going to pay a lot more individually, because they'll always run these deals on the combo deal. So definitely check that out. Okay, flat shovel. Now, if you're demoing a bathroom, I think you really need a flat shovel, because you've got all these tiles that you've got loose everywhere, and having a flat shovel, I think, is awesome to have. What about...
Yeah, flat shovel. I used one when I busted up the stonework off of my front stoop.
Yep.
Flat shovel was the go-to for scooping all that stuff up.
Yep. Along those lines, a floor scraper. So it's essentially a heavy-duty broom handle with a 6-inch steel blade on the end of it. So that's really valuable if you're doing, I don't know, taking up like old vinyl floor that's glued down.
Yep.
A floor scraper is... so nice to have. Okay, wrapping this up, we've got kind of what we call the next level. If you just go, you just really want to make this a pro job. Josh, what do you need?
So we talked about on the front end, all the prep. And some of you, most of you were probably listening going like, oh my gosh, if you're demoing in your house, why aren't you guys talking about this? Well, we're probably going to talk about it right now. So the next level of demo is, let's protect you, yourself, and the rest of the house from this demolition project. And how are we going to do that? Well, there's, I think this is a brand name, but like Zip Walls. It's basically some telescoping poles that can push up plastic up to the ceilings. And you can tape it off as well if you want. It's basically plastic sheeting around the area you're working in. So you're containing all that dust that you're going to be kicking
up. And you install a zipper.
Yes, and there's a zipper. You can do kind of a containment situation where sometimes you can have like an airlock, but you have a zipper so you can go in and out easily without letting all the dust out. And with that, again, a next level thing is having a negative air machine with a HEPA filter. And that
would be so nice.
All that means is that machine is inside your workspace and it's constantly pulling in air, and you exhaust it outside of your house. But it pulls in air constantly, and that means that any air in your house is going to flow in to the workspace and not vice versa.
Not the other way around.
So no dust from that workspace is going to be blowing outside. So those aren't cheap. Those are not cheap systems. But if you have individuals in your house that have severe asthma, I think some of these machines can be rented as well. So check your local tool rental places. Yeah, if you have severe respiratory problems in the house, it's a definite need. You know, and any good contractor doing demo work in your house should be using these systems.
Yes, for sure. I will say that do not ever underestimate the power of drywall dust. Seriously, if you do not have that contained in some way and you're not cleaning up along the way, first of all, if you're walking through it, you're going to track it everywhere that you walk in your house. But just through the air, I mean, it could end up on the other side of your house if it's a big demo job. So definitely make sure that you put up plastic and really, really contain it. It's a lot of work on the front end, but you're going to be so glad that you did it when you're not having to clean up all of this dust everywhere. So I think that's going to do it, and that's going to get you guys started to tackle your next demo job. If you have questions about demo that you're about to start, hey, make a post on our Facebook group, and I guarantee you tons of people will chime in, and we ourselves will chime in, except for Dave. He's not on there very much.
Yeah, I'm not going to be getting on
there. But me and Josh will chime in and help you guys out. So,
and we'll also post links to all or most of these products. And when I say we, I mean Tim. And so you guys can just, you know, one-stop shop, check it out. Anything you're missing, just pick it up.
It'll be on our show notes at youcanman.com.
And the show notes are beautiful. I say it every time, but it's a beautiful website.
Check them out. Yes, check it out. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. And when we get back, it's my week for the segment. We'll be back.
This episode is sponsored by 1776 United. 1776 United is a patriotic and historically inspired lifestyle brand. They make the best patriotic shirts and apparel on the market today. I personally own many of their products, and if you want to don patriotic gear without looking gaudy, check them out on Instagram, Facebook, and at 1776united.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Tim, I think you're bringing us the segment this week. What you got?
It's, you know, it's not like an 80-year-old man segment, actually, but it could be argued that it is.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I think this is interesting, guys. I'm talking about old things.
All right.
Okay. In particular, old things that you just can't seem to get rid of that work perfectly fine.
Mm.
So I want to talk about, what are the oldest things that you have? Now, we are 38, 39. Wait, Dave, you're
37.
Still 37. Okay. Josh,
we're
and
about
I,
to be 37, 38, and 39 at the end of July here.
Yeah. I'm turning 39th end of July.
Dang,
so
you got one more year, man.
I know, right? So we're kind of at that point in life where, we've had things,
around.
You know.
You can say I have shoes that are older than you. You're at that point now.
Right. Yeah. All of my children, I can say that too.
And it's funny because my wife and I will go back and forth on this. She's like, just get a new one. And I'm like, it works perfectly fine. And I think this goes along, in my opinion, with the UK man spirit, because it's still functional and it's about saving money. Being frugal, not cheap, frugal, because, you know, you invested in these things and they lasted this long.
Buy once, cry once, right, Dave?
Amen.
Right. You know, except for Harbor Freight.
oh, my gosh.
Just take those jack stands back.
That's Harbor Freight, you may never cry again because that car may fall.
Yeah, it might be over for you.
Actually, we should pause to talk about that. So if you haven't joined our podcast before, we've talked about how Harbor Freight had to recall some jack stands.
Twice.
What, you just stole my thunder.
Step on the lead there.
So the CEO just put out a letter, and I forwarded it to these guys. This was just earlier this week. You can't make this stuff up, because he says that, okay, well, really sorry, guys, but now we actually have to recall the replacement jack stands that we gave you guys for the recalled jack stands. So we're going to recall the recalled jack stands.
That's pretty bad.
So
he's trying to make it right.
You know, he
was.
Is,
it was a good letter. It was a good letter. You could tell that it hurt to write it, but you had to do it.
I was thinking how Harbor Freight should just put this to rest. Is they should carry one jack stand. That's it. Mm-hmm. And it is the best jack stand.
Like a CMU block?
Yeah, it's like the best jack stand that any tool company has. Mm. To where it's like the gold standard. If you want good jack stands, you go to Harbor Freight.
They're but they just can't sell them for $299.
Well, that's
if they
true.
Do that.
But just say, look, we're not selling anything else that doesn't hold like 8 tons. Because we're not playing around anymore.
Right, not with jack stands.
Yeah. Anyways.
And what's crazy is they probably, I mean, I'm guessing they hadn't killed anybody. They'd like found the defect, you know, in the weld somehow. I don't know.
Have you guys talked to anybody recently that just has never even heard of Harbor Freight? Because I did. And I was
really?
Like,
not around here. I feel like
everyone. I know.
Well, if you have Harbor Freight jack stands, maybe go back over those welds with your Harbor Freight welder one time, just one pass to make sure that they're good.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Contract.
All right, so old things that you just can't seem to get rid of. Now, all right, I'm going to start off with, I've got these camo shorts that I have had, I think, since 2000.
Nice.
I think I've had them since the year 2000. They started off as pants. Okay, they were camo pants.
Of course they did.
From like the Army Navy supply store or whatever. And I cut them off. I had a friend of mine at the time. She sewed them, you know, like kind of gave them a hem or something, you know, so they weren't unraveled.
Give them a cuff.
And I have been wearing them ever since. But you know what? I can't wear them anymore.
They're too big now.
They're too big. They just fall off of me. But I would have kept wearing those things.
Do they have the drawstrings on the side where you can like take them in a little bit?
I'm thinking
my like Army, Navy, my camo pants that can do that.
Okay. I think that they do, but I think it's... You're I think that's out. Actually fallen off or something through the years. But these things have holes in them and you see my underwear through them. But nice. I wear black underwear, so I don't care. But my wife's like, you can't leave the house with those on. I'm like, watch
I can
me.
Go to Harbor
watch
Freight. Me.
I just did. I just came back from Home Depot. Ain't nobody cared. So I sadly had to finally retire those things after pants. 20 years, guys. You need 20
put those
years.
In, put those in the attic. You need to hang on to them.
Yeah, I still have them. I just haven't.
We'll get you a shadow box for them.
That's a good idea.
Okay, I've got another one, but I'm going to let one of you guys go.
All right, I'll go. I can do better than 2000 because I think I got this in 97 or 98.
Whoa.
And it's not like something like you got to get rid of. Like there's never been any intention. I'll probably die with these. My parents got me a like full Craftsman tools, like tool set, sockets and wrenches.
Yeah.
And of course, like the 10 millimeter sockets bounced like forever ago. Cause
like 2 weeks in,
they don't stick around.
But why don't they sell sets with like 4 10 millimeter sockets?
I don't know. So that one's gone. But anyway, it comes in its own carrying case. It's very portable. Had that thing. No one, like, it's not going anywhere. It's Craftsman.
Oh, yeah.
If it breaks, I just go get a free one.
From Lowe's now, right?
Lowe's is doing the Craftsman.
Right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I've got the same thing. I call it my mobile set.
Yeah. I've been eyeballing other sets, but I'm like, I got a perfectly full Craftsman set right here.
All right. Now, have you had to return a, because I had a 3/8 drive. Any. And part of the chrome was kind of coming off because it got nicked or something. Right. I took that. I mean, at the time, I took it back to Sears. I guess you could still take it back to Sears. And they were like, okay, here you go. Wow. Here's a new one. Anyways, Dave, next.
I think the oldest thing that I have that I still use is a weight set. So, and this is a long time ago. I was like 13 years old.
Dang.
Right. So I had these weights when I was younger, and they, you remember the ones that were like plastic on the outside? And I think they had sand in them.
Like concrete in them.
I thought it was concrete.
Could be concrete. I don't know. But I told my dad, I was literally like 13 years old, 100 pounds. And
were they the maroon ones?
Rail thin. No, they were gray. And I was like, Dad, I've outgrown these weights. Okay. I'm too swole for them and I need some heavier weights. And so he didn't make fun of me. He was probably like, hey, my kid's working out. I'm going to support that. So we went to Play It Again Sports and my dad bought me a 300 pound Olympic weight set.
What?
That I've had since then and still use it to this day. And it is, it's a little long in the tooth. All the weights are rusted.
They're still heavy, though.
They're still heavy. Hey, muscle doesn't care what kind of weights you got, right? So they probably need to be replaced, but it's not gonna. I don't think it's gonna happen.
That would be why aesthetics.
It's just metal.
They're iron.
Spray paint that, man.
Yeah. So I bought the supplies last week to do that. So I'm gonna repurpose them. I'm gonna knock the rust off and get like some rust converter sprayed on there.
Yeah.
And then put some enamel.
Nice.
Coat. Yeah.
And then spray them hot pink, right, Dave?
Heck yeah, man! You gotta look good when you're working out.
Okay. My next thing, I've got a wallet that I bought. I'm pretty sure in 2001. And
that's
again,
pretty
it
good.
Was from
if
the
you don't lose that and you have it this long, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was from the Army Navy store as well. All leather. It's like a trucker wallet. I used to rock the chain with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Yes, all the time, man.
With your Converse All-Stars.
Yes. I still got
you're
the
so
Converse.
Counterculture.
Oh, right. And the chain. Actually, I think I do. Maybe still do have the chain. Maybe I should pull that back out and just bring
it again.
Just
man.
Bring it back. But I just can't get rid of the thing.
You would be an old man if you did that.
I think I'm going to try. Yeah. I'm going to try to just keep that wallet for the rest of my life. Why not, right?
I'm impressed it hadn't fallen apart because that was until I bought a really nice wallet. That was the problem that I had like every 2 years was my wallet would just start falling. Like it had like a liner or something that would always break apart and tear up. But
Yeah, this is all leather. It doesn't have any like fabric.
You have to go all leather, just all the way through, and then you're good to go.
Yes, for sure. But anyways, I thought that was an interesting thing. So guys, chime in on the Facebook group, and I know we've got some we got some older dudes in there, and so I would really be interested to see what. Now it has to be something that you're still using consistently.
Not that you kept in your attic.
Yeah. Not we're not talking something that you don't use and it's just left in the closet or something.
Right. So this is the opportunity, you guys, to actually try to one-up each other on the Facebook group.
Yes.
We usually discourage that activity, but
talk about how frugal you are that you will not replace this thing.
Yes.
And how much of a stubborn old man you are.
That's right.
UK Man spirit. Okay, guys, thanks so much for joining us on the UK Man podcast once again this week. Take some time to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And hey, like we said earlier, please share this podcast with a friend. And we will catch you guys next time.